Had Lord Balin anticipated him and called the Greyjoy banners? His hand went inside his cloak again to the oilskin pouch. No one knew of his letter but Robb Stark. They were no fools to entrust their secret to a bird. Still, Lord Balin was no fool either. He might well have guessed why his son was coming home at long last, and acted accordingly. The thought did not please him. His father's war was long done and lost. This was Theon's hour, his plan, his glory, and in time his crown. Yet, if the longships are hosting, it might be only a caution, now that he thought on it, a defensive move, lest the war spill out across the sea. Old men were cautious by nature. His father was old now, and so too his uncle, Victarion, who commanded the Iron Fleet. His uncle Euron was a different song, to be sure, but the silence did not seem to be in port. "It's all for the good," Theon told himself. "This way I shall be able to strike all the more quickly." As the Miriam made her way landward, Theon paced the deck restlessly, scanning the shore. He had not thought to find Lord Balin himself at Quayside, but surely his father would have sent someone to meet him.